Almost a month on from the Good Friday violence that saw PNG military fire into the Manus Island Detention Centre, an incident that has since been steeped in a bunch of allegations. Was this trip in essence, a fact-finding trip for you?
Well, it was a fact-finding trip, and it was a trip designed to let me get to the bottom as best I could around what happened on Good Friday when Papua New Guinea naval personnel fired over 100 shots into Australia's detention centre on Manus Island. And I guess my motivation there was, the quite outrageous and actually despicable assertion that Peter Dutton made, which was that that violence flowed from an escalation of tensions around a child being, as Mr. Dutton alleged, led up to and into the detention centre by detainees, when in fact people on the ground on Manus Island had rejected Mr. Dutton's assertions. And what I can say, having spoken to many detainees who were eyewitnesses to the event, the senior police official on Manus Island, and in fact the local MP for Manus Island, Ronnie Knight, they are all absolutely consistent in undercutting Mr. Dutton and suggesting very clearly that Mr. Dutton's version of events is not accurate, and that an event when a child wandered up to the centre asking for food, which happened well before Good Friday, actually had nothing to do with the Good Friday attack. So, look, what we've got here is the Liberals, who, of course, have plenty of exposed form, lying about refugees and people seeking asylum, as they did with their children overboard allegations, are once again lying to the Australian public in order to try and demonise vulnerable people who are seeking Australia's assistance, and that's just absolutely despicable.
Because Dutton referred pretty extensively to this mood on the ground on the island in the lead up to events of Good Friday, this heightened tension he linked to alleged sexual assaults and this incident involving a young boy. What was your reading of that mood on the ground?
Mixed mood amongst local people about Australia's detention centre on Manus Island. They were not asked or consulted by either the Australian government or the Papua New Guinea government before that decision was made. So a number of them feel that the detention centre was basically landed on them without sufficient community consultation, and I think that's that's not an unreasonable position for some people to take. There are the people who acknowledge the opportunities that the detention centre there provides for the local Manus Island economy. So there's a range of views about the detention centre, but from the detainees' point of view here, they were, along with staff, absolutely terrified on the night of Good Friday. I mean, I've heard the audio recordings of the attack and seen some video footage taken by detainees. I mean, there were submachine guns firing at the camp. I've held one of the bullets that came in through the wall and ended up on the bedroom floor in one of the units that the detainees are staying at inside the camp. And I've heard stories about staff hiding under beds and, cowering down into corners alongside detainees, all equally in fear of their lives. So what I can absolutely say, having visited Manus Island, is that that camp is not safe. And it's not safe for the detainees, and it's not safe for staff. And when the next incident happens, and tragically there will be further incidents, I believe at least likely of violence and harm to detainees and or staff, those matters will be on Mr. Dutton's hands.
Does the language around this issue and insistence on elevated tensions concern detainees and locals about future escalations?
Firstly, Mr. Dutton's comments can only increase tension between detainees and local people on Manus Island, and that's a point that's been made very clearly by the local MP, Ronnie Knight, and again, that was a comment that he made to me while I met with him while I was over there that, you know, Peter Dutton's trying to cause trouble and increase the tension, when in fact what he should be doing, if he was interested in the safety of detainees and staff at the camp, is actually do everything he can to reduce the tension. But the bigger issue here in terms of domestic politics is that Peter Dutton's been caught out lying here. Now, he was clearly asked in his original interview, he was clearly asked about the shootings, and then he has proactively chosen to link an event that the police say had nothing to do with the shootings, that the detainees say had nothing to do with the shootings, and in fact that local MP Ronnie Knight has told me had nothing to do with the shootings. He's done it in order to demonise, or further demonise, refugees and people seeking asylum in the minds of the Australian people. It worked well for them. It was despicable when they did it around Children Overboard, and it's no less despicable when they do it around events on Manus Island.
In making these claims, Dutton has suggested he had access to exclusive information. Reclaim Australia posted similar claims over a week before Dutton first spoke on the event. These were echoed in an article in The Australian 5 days later. How does this reflect on the claims Dutton is making?
Well, look, I don't know where Reclaim Australia are getting their information from. And by the way, we don't know where Peter Dutton's getting his information from either, because he won't tell us. But look, if Peter Dutton's got advice that he says corroborates his version of events, well, let's see it. If he's got the confidence in what he's saying, release the closed circuit TV camera evidence, which I have no doubt will clearly show that he's lying. And I say that with confidence because I've spoken to dozens of eyewitnesses to these events. I've spoken to people that were on the soccer field, which was actually the event which led to a rise in tensions on the night of Good Friday. I've spoken to detainees who were hit in the head by rocks thrown on that soccer field by members of the Papua New Guinea Navy, and basically who fled for their life back up into the camp just before the shooting started. So, look, what you've got here is Peter Dutton with one version of events, and if that's corroborated by Reclaim Australia, that just makes his situation even worse politically, in my view. But the Papua New Guinea police have told me explicitly, because I asked explicitly, that the event with a child, where a child who was hungry, who wasn't led up to the centre, who walked up themselves, who was given food by detainees and then left the centre unharmed, the Papua New Guinea police, the senior police figure on Manus Island, has told me that that event had nothing whatsoever to do with the shooting. So Peter Dutton's got some explaining to do here.